USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses, as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday, from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say they're mourning the death of one of their own after a shooting, as officers were searching for a murder suspect yesterday.
As a result of the shooting, we lost a 21-year veteran, the Baton Rouge Police Department.
That's the chief, who says a second officer is wounded and still fighting for his life. The suspect did surrender after a four-hour standoff, during which they say he fired more shots at officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's ready to get back to work after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returning to No. 10 Downing Street yesterday after spending 2 weeks at his country residence. The White House says President Trump spoke with him by phone a couple of days ago, and the two agreed to work together to combat the global coronavirus pandemic. Wall Street futures up at this hour as oil prices do continue to fall. Dow futures up over 100 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three people are dead, 16 people wounded, after a violent weekend of shootings in Chicago. The most recent killing was last evening. Someone fired shots into a vehicle on the city's northwest side, injuring a 21-year-old woman and killing a 25-year-old man. Two men were killed in separate shootings on Friday evening and early Saturday morning on the south side of the city. It's the second straight violent weekend in Chicago after five people were killed and more than two dozen were wounded a week ago. In most U.S. cities, the pandemic has tamped down crime. In fact, violent crime in most cities is at record lows. The first virtual NFL draft drew record TV audiences. The NFL says this year's draft was the most watched NFL draft ever, drawing 55 million viewers over the course of 3 days. The numbers included at least a 32% increase each day as compared to last year. The NFL also says that more than $100 million was raised during the draft to help fight COVID-19 and give back to first responders. And Facebook now offering dating help in this day of coronavirus isolation. Facebook says this new feature is coming out within the next month or so, and we'll stick around even after the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.